This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The long-awaited return of Adele is slated for November 20th and is naturally expected to have a huge impact on the remainder of the year. The forthcoming album is the last on Adele's Sony XL deal. Insiders tell LA Spins that she's already inked a new worldwide deal with Sony, set to be valued at more than $50 million. The British superstar has also inked an exclusive deal with NBC for four big TV appearances, including Saturday Night Live and a primetime special. The exclusive deal will not, however, prevent Adele from appearing on the 2016 Grammys. Adele's last record, 21, has sold more than 30 million units worldwide, so the music industry is waiting with bated breath for the new one. Can you say ka-ching? Game of Thrones was the big winner of the Emmys here in Hollywood, the annual event that honors the very best of the year in television. Olive Kittredge was the other big drama winner, winning 6 awards, including Best Actress going to Frances McDormand, who was also the producer. Also, Veep won Best Comedy and star Julie Louis-Dreyfus won her 4th consecutive Best Actress Award. Tony Hale also picked up Best Supporting Actor. Jon Hamm finally picked up an award for Best Actor Drama for Mad Men after being nominated 8 times. The Amy Schumer Show won for Best Comedy Variety Series and she didn't even make the censors panic. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart won all 3 awards it was nominated for. Jon, we are so gonna miss you. Oh, the only other thing we missed was the food. There wasn't any.
Cheap TV bastards!
Warner Brothers Studios announced plans to tap into China's booming film market with Chinese language productions. The film company reached an agreement with China's government-backed venture capital firm China Media Capital to establish Flagship Entertainment Group Limited, which aims to exploit China's growing appetite for blockbuster movies. The CEO of Warner Brothers, Kevin Sugihara, said, quote, "China's incredibly rich history and culture provide a huge trove of great stories, and we want to help tell those stories for new generations of filmgoers in China and around the world." The first of these co-produced Chinese language films will be released next year. Thailand has named gay-themed How to Win at Checkers Every Time as its contender for the Foreign Language Academy Awards race. The film is a coming-of-age drama directed by Korean-American Josh Kim. It had its world premiere at the Berlin Festival earlier this year. The story focuses on an orphaned 11-year-old boy who learns to play the game of life while his older brother faces the possibility of being drafted into the Thai military. As the draft approaches, the boy must grow up and learn to take care of himself in Thailand's sometimes mean streets. Good luck at the Academy Awards, Thailand! Keith Richards has been busy lately. I mean, the Rolling Stones guitarist just released his first new album since 1988. It's called Cross-Eyed Heart, and it's very good. But it's what Keith has been saying recently that's got us scratching our heads. First of all, he called the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper absolute rubbish. Then, in another interview, he proceeded to say that heavy metal was horrible and that, quote, "millions are in love with Metallica and Black Sabbath. I just thought they were great jokes." Hey, Keith. Shh. Just, stop being so Keith. Meanwhile, we've told you before about Alice Cooper and Joe Perry's pet side project, The Hollywood Vampires. Actor Johnny Depp is part of the supergroup, playing guitar, and will be going on the road with the band. But insiders have told us that Alice Cooper hopes to keep Johnny sober on tour and away from booze and drugs. Depp has noticeably been gaining weight lately and has looked bloated, and we hear that he's been partaking quite heavily in various concoctions. What's Alice's plan? Take him out on the golf course again and again. Hey, it helped Alice get sober back in the 80s. It's been hush-hush until we heard this at a neighboring table at Hollywood's famed Ivy Restaurant. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson and his longtime live-in love, singer-songwriter Lauren Hashian, are expecting a bundle of joy in January. A couple of days later, this statement was released. After staying rock solid for about 9 years, the Lovebirds felt it was time to expand their family, and they can't wait to present Dwayne's daughter from a previous marriage, Simone 14, with a little brother or sister. Last week, we featured a new song called Hotline Bling from Drake. Well, Drake actually just made Forbes' richest rappers list. He earned $39.5 million during the past year. Wow! In second place was Jay-Z with $56 million. And the richest rapper in the past 12 months was, drumroll please, Diddy, or P. Diddy, or if you're an old-timer, Puff Daddy with $60 million. It's good to be a rap mogul. Jackie Collins has passed away at the age of 77 from breast cancer. She reportedly waited 2 years before seeing a doctor, and by then, the cancer had spread into other areas of her body. She was the younger sister of actress Joan Collins. Ms. Collins was never popular with critics, and the feeling was mutual. She, however, was a huge hit with readers across the globe, selling more than 500 million books. R.I.P. Jackie Collins.
The Trash Bin.
Azalea Banks was caught on camera using a homophobic slur during a confrontation with a flight attendant. The broke with expensive taste rapper is seen struggling with a male attendant for her bag because she wants to get off the plane. During the altercation, Banks used the slur. The incident happened this week on a flight from New York to LAX after Banks allegedly tried to jump in front of passengers to exit the plane, and another passenger stopped her. Banks is accused of spitting in that passenger's face, punching him, and clawing at his shirt before the plane staff intervened. Police spoke to her after she got off the plane, and the other passenger chose not to press charges. It's unclear whether she will face repercussions from the incident. Attorneys for Robin Williams' wife and children have been slugging it out in court in the ongoing fight over the late actor's estate. The two sides were scheduled to go before a San Francisco judge, as court documents indicate they remain at odds over the division of Williams' personal items and a reserve fund to maintain his wife in the home she shared with Robin. Williams' children from previous marriages say the estate's trustees have determined the division of all of Williams' personal property, and those decisions are final. The accused Susan Williams of holding on to property that is theirs. The children also say the trustees have arrived at a figure for a reserve fund for Susan to cover the costs of the Northern California home, but she still wants more. Robin Williams committed suicide in August of last year.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook-owned Instagram has hit 400 million monthly active users, making it far larger than rival Twitter, as the social networking site looks to boost advertising revenues from the service. In other Facebook news, it's rolling out its biggest overhaul to its pages for businesses yet, giving firms more free tools than ever to reach consumers. Jaunt announced on Monday a $66 million round of financing, moving it closer to its goal of becoming the HBO, Netflix, or Hulu for virtual reality.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie. Hotel Transylvania 2 blew away the competition and is on top this week. The number one album. Beauty Behind the Madness by The Weeknd remains the best-selling album for the fourth straight week. The number one app. PewDiePie, Legend of the Bro Fist, is the new top-selling app in the USA. The number one fiction book. The Martian by Andy Weir enters the charts at number one. Dominic Wynn Woods, better known by his stage name Sage the Gemini, is a hot rapper from Fairfield, California. He's best known for a song from last year called Red Nose. Now he went into the studio, teamed up with Jonas' brother Nick, and the collaboration proved to be pure magic. Here's Sage the Gemini featuring Nick Jonas with the song of the week, Good Thing. From Fairfield, California, that was Sage the Gemini featuring Nick Jonas with the song of the week, Good Thing. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.